On top of my many titles as mom, entrepreneur, and creative, I've also added host. Drew and I host on Airbnb on our favorite island in Hawaii. We started hosting as a way to make some extra income, and we've had such an easy breezy experience. Now we host year after year, and it's been a fantastic side hustle. Not to brag, but we've also been crowned Airbnb Superhost several times, so we are really killing the game. It's about having spaces we can enjoy as a family while creating memorable experiences for our guests, and it helps that we earn a little extra cash on the side. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
And we know we've got bacteria living in and on us, on our skin. We've got the skin microbiome, we've got the lung microbiome, and we have the microbiome is like all on and in us. It's just that the majority of bacteria is found in our gut.
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a 7-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast. Did you know that 70 to 80% of your immune system lives in your gut? Like, I totally did not know that. Our gut is the core of our health. And since embarking on my own health journey over the last year, I've been looking for products that I can trust to support my overall wellness. That is when I discovered Just Thrive. Just Thrive are unique supplements clinically proven to deal with common digestive issues, to help support your energy, improve your sleep, and promote clear skin, which, let's be honest, most of us want all of those things. My guest today is Tina Anderson, and she, along with her husband, created them with us in mind. Tina has a passion for wellness, helping others live their best physical and emotional lives, and today she's unraveling the importance of maintaining a healthy gut and exposing the silent offenders that may be jeopardizing our overall well-being. From antibiotics to toxins in our food, she's going to share insights into how these factors can lead to things that we might be struggling with. Now, trust me when I say it is not all doom and gloom. Tina brings a ray of hope. You'll learn why advocating for yourself, asking the right questions, and embracing natural solutions like spore-based probiotics can be game changers on your own health journey. I recently did some tests with my nutritionist, the same one I've been working with for 2 years. And one of our big focuses this year is my gut health. It is an issue that I am working on resolving. So today's conversation was literally perfectly timed. If you want to try Just Thrive's products, they're offering a special discount for Gold Digger listeners. They never go this steep. So for a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic or Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Gold Digger. That is like getting a month free, all with a money back guarantee. And trust me, after listening to this conversation, you are going to be running to that website. Now let's dive on into the interview with Tina. Welcome to the Gold Digger Podcast. Your sales software shouldn't be a bummer. When you step inside your CRM, you should feel equipped to do your best work. Like you're sitting in the pilot seat with easy-to-use, powerful controls. And that's the magic of HubSpot Sales Hub. The new Sales Hub is designed to help you win quarter over quarter and year over year. With an intuitive prospecting workspace and AI-powered tools that reduce your workload, managing leads is a lot less like manual labor. And closing deals? It's no big deal at all. Wrangle your day-to-day tasks on a seamless platform that makes navigating contacts, calls, and analytics easy. Get AI-powered tools like ChatSpot that are tailor-made to be personal assistants for your CRM. Simply prompt it to pull up a contact, sum up last week's sales, or research your competitors. By automating steps across the sales pipeline, you can take back your time and spend it on more impactful tasks. Close more deals and get on track for your best Q1 yet. Learn about HubSpot Sales Hub at HubSpot.com/sales. That's HubSpot.com/sales. Tina, I sometimes feel like when certain guests come into my life, it is like for a reason and the timing is just so perfect. So before we get into why that is, tell me a little bit about you and what you do and what Just Thrive is.
Sure. Okay. So I'm Tina Anderson. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Just Thrive, which is a gut health supplement company. I had a very interesting journey getting into this role. I started out my career in litigation. I was in trial work, doing insurance defense type of work, and it was great, but not really satisfying. And boy, did it take a lot out of me, you know, as far as hours and time. And then my husband and I decided we wanted to start a family, and I just wanted more of a work life balance. I wanted more time at home with the kids. So I was really lucky. I was able to pivot my career into a family pharmaceutical business where I was like, this is awesome. Like I had way better hours. I was able to be around my kids way more than I would have if I'd stayed in the litigation role. And I'm like, this is even greater because I get to like deliver life-saving medications to people and do things that are really cool that I'm helping, you know, facilitate people being healthy. But after being in that industry for a while, we started to see a lot of the abuses in the pharmaceutical industry. Mm. We started to see a lot of the overprescribing of medication. We started to see like the focus on symptoms and like treating symptoms and never focus on prevention or maintaining your health. And so my husband and I do a lot of deep thinking, where we read a lot of Norman Vincent Peale, Wayne Dyer, and the message just kept being sent to us that like, you aren't not doing your life's work. And, you know, Wayne Dyer always talks about that. You need to do your life's work. And we just didn't feel like we were doing something that was in line with who we are and the way we were living our lives with our three children. And so through my husband's naturopath, we were able to license these really incredible strains of probiotics. And before we did that, we launched, you know, all of this time researching about gut health and why it was so important. This was shortly after the Human Microbiome Project was launched by the National Institutes of Health that told us more about the gut than we ever knew before. And my husband's naturopathic doctor presented these strains to us and we were like, oh my God, this is it. He's like, this is really like the real deal. These are so different than any probiotic strains out there. And so we looked into it. We're like, this is the real deal. And so from there, we launched Just Thrive. And it's been the most gratifying career journey we've ever been on, you know, doing something that's actually impacting people's lives and changing people's health has been amazing. And it's, like I said, the most gratifying career journey I've ever been on.
Wow. So like I said, I feel like there's a reason why I'm talking to you today. And one thing that I've been deeply investigating for myself is gut health. And I feel like a baby student in this area, but I've been working with an amazing nutritionist. And we have really, over the last 2 years, just transformed my health in so many ways. But there's still some persistent issues. And I think that all things come from the gut, right? So can you talk to me about why is gut health considered this foundation of overall well-being? Like, what is the significance around our guts?
Yes. Okay. So our gut is made up of all of these our microbiome is all these trillions of microorganisms. So bacteria, fungi, all different types of microorganisms that are dictating our overall health. And that Human Microbiome Project that I mentioned really told us, this was just launched in like 2007. I mean, it's pretty recent. And it told us more about the gut than we ever knew before. And what it basically told us is the gut is dictating virtually every aspect of our overall health. You know, for many years, we kind of associated like diarrhea, constipation, gas, and bloating as being a gut issue. And those are certainly signs that you have a gut issue. And it's usually what brings people awareness of their gut issues. But what we now are finding out is that it's hard to find any non-communicable disease that's not associated with some type of imbalance in our gut. So when we're talking about anxiety, depression, like mental health issues, those are all stemming from our gut. We know that serotonin is produced in our gut. 90% of our serotonin is produced in our gut. Then we talk about allergies. You know, allergies, when you have an allergy, that's a sign that there's some serious gut imbalance going on, some leakiness of your gut lining, which is we could go into later. But our immune system, 80% of our immune system is found in our gut lining. So our immune cells will cease to function if our gut is not healthy, if our microbiome, our bacterial cells are not signaling to our immune cells to like start firing when there's an invader. So, you know, I mean, it's hard to find if any, like I said, any like heart disease, cancer, diabetes, all of these diseases are really stemming from an imbalance in our gut. And so it is so important to be focusing on our gut health when we're talking about overall health. You know, for many years, people would be like, oh, I'm going to take an, you know, multivitamin. And that's great. It's great to take a multivitamin. It's great to take vitamin C, vitamin D, whatever those nutrients that you want to be taking. But if your gut is inflamed, it's not absorbing those nutrients. So it's super important to be focusing on our gut health when we're on a health journey.
So how do we start to pay attention to this? Because I feel like, especially in the health and wellness world, there's so much focus on everything else, right? Like, why are we not hearing about this more? Because this is something too that I've been really looking into with my daughters, because my oldest daughter always has tummy aches. And I'm like, there's something going on that is causing this. So why do we not hear about this more?
Yeah, it's, I don't know. And that's why I'm so grateful for people like you that brought me on to bring this awareness, because we know, I mean, this is undisputed by experts that the gut is really dictating so much of our health. And I think it is starting to get out there more. I do think that even conventional doctors are talking about this more. And it, what's sad is that like, we are living in a world that's so offensive to our gut health. So, you know, we think of like antibiotics, for example. We all know now, there is a more awareness not to go on an antibiotic right away. Doctors aren't prescribing them like they used to. But we do know that antibiotics, just a single course of antibiotics, will wreak havoc on your gut for up to 2 years, it could be. So, you know, and that's not to say antibiotics save lives. And I'm always a fan of like, you know, there's times where we need to be on certain medications. I'm not bashing medications. I do feel like we should empower ourselves to know, like get to a root cause. If you need to be on a medication, make it temporary and make it figure out what is the root cause. Why do I have this underlying condition? And then, you know, and then peel the layers away, but you don't want to be on medication for too long. But back to the antibiotics, antibiotics kill the bad bacteria, which is why you want to be on an antibiotic, but they're also destroying all the good bacteria. And it is so difficult for that good bacteria to come back. And so you've seen this all the time. People go on an antibiotic and then they get yeast infections, or, you know, they have other issues that happen because that your good bacteria is now not able to grow, and it's being outgrown and outweighed by the bad bacteria in our gut. So, you know, the antibacterial hand soaps and hand sanitizers, we have like, we're trying to kill our bacteria in this world when really bacteria is our friend. I always feel like bacteria needs a PR campaign, because bacteria is like really good for us. Less than 1% of the bacteria is actually harmful. It's we need our good bacteria. You know, just the processed foods that we're eating, very disruptive to our gut health. You know, the glyphosate, which is the active ingredient in Roundup, which is Roundup, of course, is sprayed all over our, you know, crops and our produce. And we're ingesting that, those, you know, that glyphosate, and it's killing off our good bacteria. Actually, glyphosate is actually worse than antibiotics because it only targets the good bacteria in our gut. So it's unfortunate that we're living in this world that's so offensive to our gut health. And it's why I think, you know, when I was a child, I knew one classmate from kindergarten all the way through the end of high school that had a peanut allergy. Now we know, I mean, we have peanut-free tables. It's hard to go to a restaurant without them asking, do you have any food allergies? Allergies have become an epidemic. And that is truly, in my opinion, and based on the research, because of the fact that we are disrupting our gut, and our gut is, you know, we're disrupting the gut lining, and it's causing this immune response constantly when your gut is leaky. So it's unfortunate we're living in this world that is so offensive to our gut health. And I do think that there is becoming more of an awareness that we need to focus on our gut. It is foundational for our health. I cannot overstate that enough. It's where we need to start with our health. Do whatever else you want to do, but focus on your gut health.
Let's talk about bacteria, because this is like so fascinating to me. And I feel like, especially living in a post-pandemic world where, you know, everyone was using Clorox wipes and you were, you know, all of the different things that we were all doing in order to, quote, stay healthy. But in fact, it might have maybe had some adverse side effects. If bacteria did have a PR campaign, what would some of the slogans be like? What would we be learning about it? Because I do think that immediately when I hear bacteria, I think of negative connotations. So yeah. What are some of the benefits of bacteria?
Oh my gosh. Well, the bacteria is what's dictating our health. I mean, and so we know, I would be like, my PR campaign would be like, bolster your bacteria, you know, and, yeah. and bolster your good bacteria. And we really want to make sure that we're, you know, there's an ecosystem in our gut. We've got the good bacteria and the bad bacteria. And I'm never saying, oh, obliterate all of the bad bacteria. That's what's so important is you want to keep that balance, but you don't ever want the bad bacteria to overgrow the good bacteria. And so one of the easiest ways to understand it and kind of compare it is if you envision a garden and there's a garden that's been stepped on and trampled on, and there's weeds growing all over that garden. And you kind of compare that to your gut, where you have pathogenic bacteria taking over your beneficial bacteria in your gut. So back to the garden, you want to make sure that you're nurturing the garden. You're helping get rid of the weeds in the garden, and you're helping bring those plants that have been stepped on and trampled on back to life. So in our own guts, we have bacteria that, you know, a stool test will tell you, you have zero of this. And I would argue that's not true that you have zero. Like, it's there. We just have to bring it back. And that's the approach where many of like the gut health supplements that are out there and other probiotics, the idea is in that garden to go in and like plant a new plant in that garden, but they're not doing anything with those weeds and they're not also not doing anything with those plants that have been stepped on and trampled on. Our goal is to like bring the bacteria back to life that already belongs to you because we know it's supportive. And we know we've got bacteria living in and on us, on our skin. We've got the skin microbiome. We've got the lung microbiome. And we have the microbiome is like all on and in us. It's just that the majority of bacteria is found in our gut.
Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough. But I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn ads. A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best. You're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over a billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth, LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/goal to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/goal. Terms and conditions apply. When it comes to content creation, you either do it because you love it or because you know it's a powerful business tool. Now, either way, it takes a ton of work. Whether you're building your website from scratch or struggling to manage payments, you need Kajabi. Kajabi is the ultimate one-stop shop that's been my go-to for almost a decade. Yes, nearly a decade. It's designed to help creators and entrepreneurs build thriving online businesses with steady recurring income. Whether it's blogging, coaching, or podcasting, Kajabi makes it simple to transform your passion into profitable online courses, exclusive membership sites, and so much more. Over the years, Kajabi has been my rock, from hosting my signature courses like the Pinterest Lab to handling transactions without taking a single penny of my money. That's right, you get to keep 100% of what you earn. With Kajabi, you get powerful analytics, simple payment options, effective email marketing tools, and beautiful website templates that you can customize. And here's a little secret. You don't need a massive following to earn a great income. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi who are making 6 and 7 figures with less than 50,000 followers, and you can be one of them. Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business if you go to kajabi.com/goal. That's kajabi.com/goal. Join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion today at kajabi.com/goal.
You know, it's so interesting because with my recent test, this was literally the number one takeaway of like what we need to focus on and introduce. And I feel like probiotics are often misunderstood and there are so many myths around their effectiveness. Can you kind of clarify, like, what is a probiotic and how does your approach with Just Thrive differ? Like, if we're just going to Google after this episode, okay, we get it. We need to get some good bacteria in. We need probiotics. Like, what are some of the myths around it? Because I feel like I've heard a lot of different things.
Yeah, there are so many myths around probiotics. And one of the big ones is that a probiotic needs to be refrigerated to be a good probiotic. You know, doctors weren't even talking about probiotics for many years, but then they finally started talking about them and they're like, make sure that they're refrigerated. And that came from the idea of that the definition of a probiotic is a live microorganism that confers a benefit onto the host, which is your body.
Yeah.
And that first part of the definition, the live microorganism, is not met by the overwhelming majority of probiotics on the market. Most probiotics are made up of strains called Lactobacillus and Bifidobacterium. By nature, those are very sensitive organisms. We very intentionally did not put those strains in our product because we know that they're very sensitive organisms. They have difficulty making that journey from your mouth down to the intestines. What happens is we have the stomach acid. In order to make that journey to the intestines, you have to go through the stomach acid. The overwhelming majority of probiotics are killed by the stomach acid. The gastric barrier is what they call the stomach. It's meant to be the gastric barrier, but most of those probiotics are dying and you're really getting dead bacteria. Now, dead bacteria will give you some symptomatic type of relief, but it's not making a true change in that garden. Like back to that garden analogy, what those probiotics might do is that if some of them actually do get into the gut, they may plant a new plant in that garden, but they're not doing anything with the weeds and they're not doing anything with those plants that have been stepped on and trampled on. And I always laugh about like the probiotic needs to be refrigerated myth, because when you think about it, if a probiotic needs to be refrigerated, it means it can't withstand the room temperature of the store shelf. So it wouldn't even survive the room temperature of the store shelf. So how in the world would it ever survive your body temperature, which is 98.6, much hotter. So that's one of my favorite myths to debunk, because people have been like kind of conditioned, oh, I need to get a refrigerated probiotic. And now those probably are better than the ones that you see at mass, you know, drugstores that are $9.99 that are dead before they're not alive at all. But
yeah,
probiotics in the refrigerator are alive, but we want them alive in our intestines.
I'm literally laughing at this because my husband and I, the other day we ordered groceries and then he was like, are you going to do anything with these? Cause I literally had like two different bottles of probiotics, one for the kids and one for me, up on our butter shelf. And I just hadn't really done anything with them. And he was like, so are we in or are we out? Like, can we throw these away? Or are you actually going to use them? So we literally were just having this debate in our own household. Well, so I get it.
Hopefully this conversation helped make the decision easier.
Absolutely.
And this is something that we studied. You know, we did a gastric survivability study on this with our strains. They survived 100% because they're a different type of probiotic. But another big myth out there is that you need a probiotic that has 250 billion CFUs, or like the more CFUs, which stands for colony forming units, the better, you know, the better the probiotic. And it's just the typical more is better in America. You know, there's no science behind that whatsoever. What we need to know, one of the studies that we did was a gut model study. It showed we only have 3 billion CFUs in our product. And it showed that after 2.5 weeks, it showed a 30% favorable shift in the gut. I mean, that is profound to actually see that garden got 30% better just after 2.5 weeks. I don't know of any probiotic or, you know, pharmaceutical or supplement that has shown that type of improvement in the gut health over such a short period of time.
When you start to improve your gut health, what would you notice like within your body? Like, what are some of the beautiful side effects or benefits?
Yes, I love that question because, you know, in the pharmaceutical industry, side effects include, you know, suicidal yeah. thoughts, bloody stools, all these horrible things. With ours, it's like, I have had so many customers come to us where, you know, they're like, oh, I came to this product because I had diarrhea or I had constipation or I had bloating and gas. And that seems to be when people tend to come to us initially. And they're like, but now I started noticing I'm sleeping better. Mm-hmm. I have better weight management. I have more energy. I have one friend that's like, it saved my marriage because I was always so tired. But when you're not going to the bathroom regularly, think about it. You're keeping all those toxins in. That was something I noticed. I have really never had any gut issues. I just researched and I knew how important it was to take care and maintain your gut health. So I started taking it and it was like, oh my God, now I know what it means to be regular. You know, my mom yeah. and I are always like, we feel so cleaned out. You know, it's like, you just feel like lighter and better because you're going to the bathroom more, you know, on a more regular basis.
Yeah. It's incredible.
And we see it with skin health too. I forgot to tell you that. Like skin health is another, you know, you see the better mood, you see being able to handle stress better, but it's also skin health. And that was how I was able to get at the time when we launched, my daughters were in high school and, you know, they had the typical acne and breakouts and all of that. And they noticed it was helping support their skin health. And we see that all the time. People who have rashes, that's a sign you have a gut imbalance going on. So yeah. Those are some other benefits that you see with the product.
One thing that you touched on earlier that I do think is really interesting and something I'm learning a lot more about is I feel like there is a stronger connection that people are connecting the dots between gut health and mental health. And there is that gut-brain axis. And I think a lot of us are aware of that. But can you talk a little bit about the science behind that connection? Because I'm sure there are people listening thinking, well, how could this cause that? What does that even look like?
Yeah. So there's something called the vagus nerve. And the vagus nerve is, we call it the communication superhighway because it's the largest nerve that connects the brainstem all the way down to the gut. And we've known for years that the brain is sending signals to the gut. You know, we know that, think about when you get butterflies in your stomach, like yeah. it's because you're excited about something. It's like you're excited. So then the brain sends you signals and you start getting butterflies in your stomach, or you're nervous about something and you have to go to the bathroom or your stomach hurts, you know, and that's why when you mentioned that about your daughter, I was like, oh, maybe there's something going on. Like maybe she's got stress at school or, you know, or whatever. There could be things that happen yep. and they cause stomach issues. That was my son. I remember having like a terrible stomach ache and I realized there was something else going on that he was keeping from me. And, you know, this was when he was really little. And yeah. it's amazing how stomach issues tend to relate to something going on that is causing stress because your gut is sending signals to your brain and your brain is sending signals down to your gut. And that's being done through the vagus nerve. And we know that all these important neurotransmitters are being produced in our gut. So like I mentioned, serotonin, which is our happy hormone, yeah. 90% of our serotonin is produced in our gut. For so many years, we've had it wrong, thinking most of it was being produced in our brain, but it's in fact being produced in our gut. Dopamine is produced in our gut. GABA, which is our calming hormone, is produced in our gut. So all these really important neurotransmitters are being produced in our gut. So this is why we see people being in a better mood after being on the product, even if they've, you know, started taking it because they had gas or bloating or diarrhea, constipation, because we're all so connected. The gut and the brain are so connected with each other. And it's something we need to support.
Yeah. Can you talk a little bit, you know, there's something called Just Calm. It's described as a psychobiotic. What is that? I've never even heard that term, but talk to me about what that is.
Yeah. So you may have figured out we're complete disruptors in the market. You know, yeah. when we came with our probiotic, it was a spore-based probiotic and we created a whole new category of probiotics. And then now we brought a psychobiotic. You know, we are very passionate about only bringing products that are missing and needed in the market. So we love vitamin C. I'm a huge fan of vitamin C, but we're not going to launch a vitamin C because lots of other people are doing that really well. It's mm-hmm. our passion to be bringing things that are researched and that are really working, that are making a difference with people. And so the psychobiotic, we found this research that has been incredible out of APC, which is a university in Cork, Ireland, most prominent gut health researching institute. And they've done many, many studies on this particular strain. It's Bifidolongum 1714. This particular strain is considered a psychobiotic. This psychobiotic is a strain that actually helps support that gut-brain connection. So it also, the studies are showing that it actually helps reduce the perception of stress. So we are dealing with external stressors every day, as much as we meditate, as much as we try to go on walks in nature and do things that are supportive of our gut health, we can't get away from these external stressors. We are in that fight or flight response, unfortunately, more than we should be. The psychobiotic actually is helping us bring down that the cortisol levels, balance out our cortisol levels. And actually, the studies also are showing that it's actually changing our brainwave activity. So it's bringing us more into that theta wave state, which is that flow state. So it was really exciting when we launched this product. We launched it about a year and a half ago, and it was an unprecedented launch, unfortunately, because, you know, it's so relevant right now. I mean, stress and anxiety and mood disorders are of epidemic levels right now. It's affecting our children. That's something I'm so passionate about as being a mother of three kids myself. It's just, it's so sad to see these kids with such anxiety and you know, mental health issues. And I think it really starts in the gut, you know, and I think the combination of the probiotic with the psychobiotic is like such a powerful tool for parents and for adults to handle these things, because we know that the gut itself is, if it's leaky at all, it's going to send inflammatory response to our brain. And then the probiotic could help with that. But then the psychobiotic is helping with those external stressors that we're dealing with on a daily basis. So a psychobiotic is, I think it's just the way of the future and what we're going to be seeing, you know. I think we're going to see more and more companies coming out with psychobiotics because they know we need to be supporting that gut-brain connection.
Okay, this is wild because I was literally just texting. I have a group of moms in local moms. We were all texting and someone was like, I just got back my cortisol results and my doctor said I need to lower it. And then I just got back mine and mine were also still elevated, even though I've been doing as many things as I can to help bring more Zen into my life. So I'm like, okay, this might be it, because literally on our text start, it was like, what do we do to lower our cortisol as you know, you navigate the new year and all these different things and all the goals and all the things happening and move out of the holidays and everything going on. So I just think that's fascinating. I think it's really, really interesting. Is that something that kids can take or is that for adults only?
Yeah. I mean, we definitely say like for kids, it's 8 and above.
Yeah.
But the probiotic, definitely you could give it to the kids. Yes, for sure.
One thing I think too, especially with women, is like oftentimes we're taking care of everybody else, right? Like we are caregivers for everyone else and we put ourselves last. What are some things that we could maybe kind of pay attention to just understand if taking a probiotic or a psychobiotic would be helpful for us? Are there any things that like a listener could listen to and think, okay, I tick that box, I tick that box, I tick that box?
I mean, I feel that I can't think of anybody that shouldn't be taking the probiotic. I mean, and the reason I say this is because the strains that we use are strains that were found in our soil. Our ancestors, we evolved taking these types of bacillus strains. We evolved, we would eat like roots and tubers off the land, and our ancestors would get these strains on a daily basis. This is why they naturally survive the stomach. You know, I was talking about how other probiotics don't survive the stomach. These bacillus strains were found in our environment. They were meant to be consumed on a regular basis. And again, it's why our strains, they have this dormant, they're dormant. They have a shell around themselves that we didn't engineer. This is the way they're found in nature. And when you swallow them, they stay dormant. When they get to that acidic environment in the stomach, they stay dormant. So they're protected with that shell. It's when they hit the intestines that they take the shell off. And that's when they go into their live vegetative cell state. And these strains stay there for 21 to 28 days where they're making a true change in that garden or in your gut. So I would argue that we know that our gut is being offended on a regular basis. It's being attacked on a regular basis. And we need to do everything in our power to be supporting our gut health. So, you know, obviously the main, like the things that people will come to our product with, like I said, is like gas, bloating, diarrhea, constipation, those types of gastric intestinal issues. But, you know, we take a multivitamin or we take vitamin C or vitamin D, but this is where we start because like I said, we know if our immune cells won't function, if our gut is in balance and we're living in this world that's so disruptive to our gut. And now we have a tool, you know, there's lots of tools to be supporting our gut health. I don't mean to suggest that spore-based probiotics are the only thing. We know meditation and, you know, like things to calm ourselves, walks in nature, nature, eating a diverse group of foods. I'm a huge fan of people eating a diverse group of foods, going to the ethnic grocery store and finding different, you know, vegetables and roots and tubers, just so that you could expose your microbiome to different types of food. We live in this world where it's like, I'm paleo, I'm vegan, I'm, you know, I'm carnivore, whatever it is. And, you know, and if those support you, that's fine. But I would argue that it's important to just bring in lots of different types of healthy, real foods to further support your gut. I would also argue that we should be eating more organic if we can. I know it's expensive, but if there are ways that you could, you know, find organic vegetables and organic fruits to support that, so you're not putting all those glyphosates into your gut. But yeah, I would, you know, argue that like everyone needs to be taking a spore-based probiotic because it's really that important for our overall health. I think about like pregnant moms, you know, that is the time when you are giving your child, that's when they're inoculated with their gut bacteria. That's when you're giving them that garden. And so a pregnant mom needs to be 100% focusing on their gut bacteria, their gut health, because they are literally passing on their bacteria onto their child. And kids, of course, they're born in this sterile environment, you know, where I was just watching home videos of my kid's birth and we're like, oh my God, they're wiping everything off. And that was so important to keep on, you know, and if I knew then what I know now. But so, yeah, I think we have to really just change the focus that gut health is where we need to focus when we, you know, it's where we start. It's foundational for our overall health.
Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. On top of my many titles as mom, entrepreneur, and creative, I've also added host. Drew and I host on Airbnb on our favorite island in Hawaii. We started hosting as a way to make some extra income, and we've had such an easy breezy experience. Now we host year after year, and it's been a fantastic side hustle. Not to brag, but we've also been crowned Airbnb Superhost several times, so we are really killing the game. It's about having spaces we can enjoy as a family while creating memorable experiences for our guests, and it helps that we earn a little extra cash on the side. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
What are things we can do as parents to help? Because I literally am very focused on my children's gut health right now. And that is something that, like, after seeing my own test results come back, I'm like, oh, if it's happening to me, it's totally happening to them. So what are ways that as parents, we can also support the gut health of our children?
Yeah, well, I think just as early as when you're pregnant and you're having a child, I think, you know, if the baby needs to be born cesarean, sometimes that happens. I certainly understand that. But having them born vaginally definitely gives them more of an opportunity to get some of that gut bacteria. And then if they're not born by vaginally, then to spread, take gauze and get some of your own, the microbes, and put it all on the baby. But then as they get older, I think just having them eat, like, food is so important, you know, making sure they're eating clean, not getting caught up in the, I mean, once in a while, sugar, we all do sugar, you know, know, it's fine. But just being aware of like, oh, this drink has a lot of sugar in it. And, you know, and just looking at like it, staying away from processed foods and just really trying and empowering your kids. I mean, one of the biggest things that we as a company, our biggest passion is empowering our customers to like really take control of their health. When you go to the doctor, ask why, ask when they're doing that. But I think if we do that with our kids, years ago, I had my son, this was so many years ago, I had all my kids watch a video on sugar, a documentary on sugar. And my son would never, ever drink a Gatorade after, you know, a baseball game or a basketball game when they would, everyone would bring Gatorade, you know, and it's about empowering them and teaching them and educating them and letting them know your gut is really important. You've got these, you know, do the garden comparison, explain about the choices that you make are going to either feed the weeds in the garden or they're going to feed the good bacteria or the good plants in your garden. So, and then of course, I think, you know, another tool is a spore-based probiotic. And we actually recently launched a gummy, which has been really exciting. So that's been great. I mean, it's not a just a kid's gummy. It's for adults too, because a lot of adults don't like to swallow pills.
Yeah,
so
talk about that as a disruptor. I feel like seeing a probiotic in the form of a gummy feels like a disruption. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, I am seeing a little bit more of the probiotics in gummy form, but why it was important to us is compliance. You know, we want people to comply, and we, you know, I personally would take the capsule. I always take the capsule because I think I just would rather take it than take the gummy. But I think it's so important that people are taking the strains in whatever way they get it, whether it's the capsule or whether it's the gummy. Just, and we found that people are just, they comply more with their vitamin routine when it's a gummy. And we have like the most minimal amount of sugar or stevia in there. I mean, it's like that's why we didn't launch a gummy for so long, because we wanted to be mindful of that.
Yeah. So you also have more new products. And one thing I think is just so interesting is like how you are expanding. So many listeners are entrepreneurs and, you know, you start with that core offer and then you start to expand and see other needs and start to fill them. So you also have Jute Focus and Memory. Now, what is this product? How did it come to be? What was the idea behind it? And what does it do? I love just learning about how you've expanded over time. I think it's fascinating.
Yes. Well, thanks. Yeah. So our probiotic is under the name Just Thrive, and our brain health supplements are under the sub brand. It's Just Thrive, but it's Jute. And so our Just Calm product that we talked about is under that sub brand, and Jute Just Calm is the psychobiotic that we talked about. And we really think it's important that we focus on brain health because of the connection with the gut and the brain. So many of our products are focused on gut health, and we have really incredible research behind some of the other products when people have more problematic gut issues that they want to, you know, dive more deeper into it. But we are about to launch this month, it should be coming out, a focus and memory product, because we do know that focus and memory are also, you know, the sharper we are, obviously we're going to perform better. We'll probably have less stress when we're performing better and we're focusing better. So, and that is all directed to our gut health. So it's really exciting because we know that we need to be, like I said, all of these offenders in the world we're living in are affecting our focus. They're affecting our memory, and we just need to do things to support it.
That's amazing. I mean, that's so awesome to think about how we can connect the dots a little bit more and support both areas. Because I also feel like too, nowadays, as you said, like a lot of people come to you when they have a symptom that they want to fix, and then they get all the residual effects. And so when we start to look more proactively about that connection point and figure out where we can support it, I love that approach. Where can listeners go for guidance with Just Thrive? Like if somebody's listening and they're like, this is brand new to me, I've never heard of any of this, this is like a whole new world, where can they learn more about it?
Yes. So the best place to go would be our website, which is justthrivehealth.com. And we actually invest in product coaches. So we have coaches on our team. We are so passionate about empowering our customers and understanding it. We find the more educated a customer is, the better the customer is, because they get it. They start to see like, this is so important. But I'm also passionate about getting people who know nothing about natural health and wellness involved. You know, there's lots of other probiotics out there, and I'm like, those aren't my competitors. My competitor is Big Pharma. Like I want people to like stay away from pharmaceuticals and go into the natural health space. Eventually they're going to come to us because they know, because it works and people will see the difference. But, you know, but if you want to come to our website at justthrivehealth.com, you could schedule a call with our product coaches. They are amazing. I mean, we love our customer service team and they are amazing human beings and you'll love them too. So you could definitely learn more. You could also go to our website at justthrivehealth.com and look at our blogs. We invest, they're all research blogs. We've very much invest in our research and our blogs to help empower the customer.
What do you think is like the most important thing that you hope someone walks away understanding today?
I really want them to walk away just knowing that they have to focus on their gut health. It doesn't have to be with Just Thrive. It just focus on your gut health. I mean, believe me when I tell you, it is dictating every aspect of your overall health. And just make that your New Year's, you know, I don't want to say resolution, but your New Year's goals of like just focusing on your health and all other, everything else starts to fall into place. It's amazing what happens when you start taking care of your gut health. I mean, we've seen it time and time again. Like I said, better weight management, more energy, better mood, you know, when you're just the probiotic alone, we've seen that. And then you add in the psychobiotic and it's even better. So I focus on your gut health and also give yourself grace when you're going through this process. It's not easy when you're trying to revamp your health, just like revamping a business or starting, it's not easy. Just give yourself grace along the way.
My final question for you, Tina, because our listeners are entrepreneurs or entrepreneurial spirited, is just what is your one piece of advice? You have had such a fascinating background, a huge pivot. You're building a company, you're expanding the products, you're educating people on the products. What is your number one piece of advice for those listening who are in the stages of growing their own business?
I would say practice gratitude through your journey. I think gratitude is a, you know, through line in our whole business. There's a whole long story behind it, but the gratitude is really a powerful tool to use as when you're building a business. It's very, very hard. But it's a lot of fun too. But if you're grateful for the moments that you're at and the small victories that you've had, and even the challenges you've had, though, if you focus on gratitude, I think it really helps you get through it and it helps shift your focus and on what you need to be focusing on.
Tina, where can everybody find out more about you, connect with you, get their hands on your products? Give me all the places.
Yeah, the best place would be justthrivehealth.com. And we have a coupon code for your listeners. It's GoldDigger for the 90 count products, and it's 20% off. We don't normally go that high with our discount, but we do it because I want to encourage people to like stay on it for 90 days, because then you start to see like the big differences. So justthrivehealth.com and Gold Digger for 20% off.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I'm about to go use that. I had to hold back everything within me from going to the website and placing an order while we were communicating. So use the code GoldDigger to save 20% off of a 90-day bottle of the probiotic or Just Calm. I feel like I just went to gut school. Anyone else with me? I feel like I learned so much. And it's so interesting how we weren't really taught these things. And the more that we dive deeper, the more that we start to understand. Like I said, like gut health is my number one priority this year. And it's also something I'm really looking into for my children. And so today's episode felt like sitting down at gut school with Tina. Again, if you want to take advantage of their offer special for our listeners, you can save 20% off of a 90-day bottle at justthrivehealth.com. That's for the probiotic or Just Calm, two of the products that Tina spoke about on today's show. Again, that's justthrivehealth.com, promo code GoldDigger. I'm so excited to take advantage of these savings and to really help my gut. I mean, I always say trust your gut, so we might as well make sure our guts are healthy and strong. Until next time, Gold Diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals, and thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the podcast.
I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for Gold Diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.